We're visiting with Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, I know it was a loss to Council Grove on Friday night, but you were able to get on the scoreboard. I know we talked about a couple of small goals for you guys last week with your game against Council Grove. Can you kind of talk about if you met some of those goals and maybe that helps you heading into this week?
We did meet a few of those goals. I had five first downs. We ended up with five first downs, and another goal was one TD, and we ended up doing that in the second half. And then defensively, we got them to turn the ball over in the second half. We were plagued with a couple injuries last week, and we still have, I think we got four kids out either injured or have been sick from school and ain't practiced all week, so their playing time's going to be limited tonight. So, battling through that stuff, but we did do a few things, meet some of our small goals last week that I wanted to meet. So,
is there anything else, or are there kind of the same goals for this week as you open up district play?
Oh, I'm going to up them each week. Like tonight, I told the boys last night I wanted 10 first downs, and I'd like to get three scores tonight if we can, and I think it's very possible. Not that Jayhawk Lynn is a competitive team, but they're not no Council Grove. They don't have 50 kids on the football field. So we're getting down to playing schools that are more matched up. I wouldn't say evenly, but numbers-wise, we're matching up better this week and the weeks going forward from here on out.
Can you talk about who scored that touchdown for you guys last week?
Gage Morrison scored the touchdown last week. He's running the ball harder and harder. He's just, we lack experience everywhere on the field. He's played so many different positions, at least last year while I was coaching up there. He played line, and this year we moved him back to fullback, running back. And so he's a junior, but he's had to learn a lot this year, and he's coming along. I'm been pleasantly surprised with him.
And I know this is the halfway point of the regular season, but do you feel like you guys are growing a little bit even though the wins haven't come around?
I feel like we're at practice anyways. Well, it seems like you take one step forward and you take one step back the next day. Sometimes, like this week, we had homecoming, and so Wednesday night you have the parade. It's hard to keep the kids focused at that Wednesday practice because they're ready to go have a little fun. So yesterday, though, I felt like we had a pretty good practice, and for the most part we're starting to get the teams wanting to build a team chemistry. We've gotten rid of a few of the cancers on the team, starting to dwindle them, and I don't know that we have chemistry yet, but we're working on it. We've got some kids that are wanting to play for each other instead of just for themselves.
We're visiting with Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, as you mentioned, you have homecoming tonight, and you're taking on Jayhawk Lynn, and they're a pretty good team. But what challenges lie ahead? As you mentioned a little bit ago, kind of similar numbers to you guys, maybe just a little bit more, but, you know, kind of a similar matchup, kind of an even matchup, even though Jayhawk Lynn has won a couple more games than you guys.
Yes. They're 3-0 right now, but as far as I don't think they're better than Council Grove or Waubonsie that we've played in the past few weeks. They have a couple players that we have to stop that are, they're better players. And probably the key to the game offensively wise is they like to blitz a lot of linebackers, and we, as a line, we have to talk and pick up those blitzes. I think that's one of the keys. And defensively, when I've watched film and we let a big play go defensively, it's because we're out of alignment, and we just got to get ourselves in alignment defensive wise so those big plays don't happen. And then gang tackling is the next big thing on defense, swarming to the ball, getting 5, 6, 7 kids on a tackle.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight against Jayhawk Lynn, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Yep, thank you.
That's Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Mills Tire and Kansas Land Bank on Country 101.7 FM.